The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. My brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy, and we are not the 1996 Chicago Bulls.
God, I wish.
Despite what Justin's sort of whole vibe and tone so far.
Can you imagine if we were? Oh my God.
It would be different. Wow. Pretty different.
Yeah, like, right?
Like wicked different.
I can't even begin to think about how it would impact my life in a different way. Just this show.
The show would be weird.
The show would be different.
Cool, though.
We would still be past the window where we'd be playing professionally, though.
Oh, that's a great point. Really, we would be retired basketball players, Justin, Travis, and Griffin McElroy. That's
greats.
Cool, actually. I like that.
I like that, too.
Do you want to hear the story that, feel-good story? And it really, it is, it's
who's
going to
feel good at the end of it? This is, let's clarify,
everybody,
Justin.
This story is one of those rare wins for everyone.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It comes to us courtesy of our friends at Harmony House. And as you know, you've been supporting more accurately Harmony House with our assistance for many years. And they often profile their staff on the page, teaching you about the people at Harmony House.
Sure.
Okay.
And
sounds fucking hysterical so far, this story.
Thank you. I'm loving it. Yes, agreed. Okay.
And I'm saying right now, I wouldn't say I'm feeling good. I'm feeling cautious. I'm feeling wary.
I'm feeling nervous.
Go on, me too.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel nervous. This is a great story. So
but it kind of feels like you're about to dox somebody, but go on.
No, please.
No, okay. Not doxing anybody. Not doxing anybody more than these. Okay. So I want to tell you about Gary, who works at Harmony House.
Cool.
Gary is the custodian at Harmony House. Okay. I've shared a picture with you of Gary. As you can
Gary
see,
looks awesome.
Looks like Gary looks very ass, cool. Right?
Yeah.
Gary's the custodian, has been for 2 years. This is his
big, great big bushy beard, bandana around the head, some tats,
kind
some jean
eyes,
shorts.
Biker like Santa
kind
Claus.
Eyes.
Biker looks Santa like Claus.
Biker Gandalf. I would actually
Biker
be
Gandalf.
Accurate.
Yeah,
Biker
that's way better.
Ernest. Biker Ernest.
And
Michael
he's,
Ernest.
And he's holding a baby, one of his new grandkids. Fucking
loving
Gary.
It.
Gary
who
rules.
Also, the baby, just picture perfect. Just
picture, perfect, picture baby. Perfect baby. Loving it.
So it comes out for Gary's time to do his bio. His like staff bio for Team Tuesday.
Oh, also a cute like, dog in the background.
Yeah,
cute
dog.
Oh, I didn't even see the dog. God. Wow. Gary is so captivating that I missed the dog entirely.
And Gary's like, I'm not fucking doing that. Absolutely not. I'm not going to write my own bio. His wife also works at Harmony House and she's like, all right, I'll write your bio for you. No
Kick
problem.
Ass.
So her bio for Gary goes like this. Hello, my name is Gary Gilbert, and I've been a custodian at Harmony House for 2 years. I'm responsible for two buildings. I get the luxury of seeing my beautiful wife at work every day. I just don't know how I would manage without my beautiful wife. Seriously, I don't think I'd be able to find one single thing without my beautiful wife. She not only cooks and cleans for me, but she also finds everything that I look for. She is truly the best wife ever. My hobbies include watching sports and driving my beautiful wife crazy with my ducks, Bob and Sandy. My beautiful wife and I have 3 children who blessed us with 4 grandchildren. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Okay, so May owns Gary we're all
so bad. Yeah, really, so bad. We're like, in public.
Love it.
All delighted about it. Now I'm
love
gonna
it.
Make,
it's very good.
I'm going to make a real short shift here in the tab that I'm sharing with you guys.
Okay.
Because now we're going to look at the real quick. If you could just dip into the traction, boys. If you would look real quick.
Holy shit, Burtz.
Oh my god, it's been liked by 52,000 people, almost 1,000 comments, shared 228 times.
What happened? Why did this happen like this?
So, the combination of Gary's raw sexuality and also May's enchanting description, with which many people, many readers on the internet took to be absolutely face value, has created a very specific but incredibly potent thirst trap. Gary,
Wow. Yeah, you did. It's not something that I appreciated at first, but as soon as you brought up the possibility, I was like, well, it blew my hair back. I was like,
so you guys can actually look. I've linked you to the post so you can go look for yourself if you'd like to enjoy. But this post is now inundated from people trying to get some Gary ass. A lot of ladies and fellas, everybody wants a slice of this beautiful man who has now gone absolutely viral.
My Lord Almighty.
It's just, they are now...
beautiful man, blessing. Only blessings for this beautiful man. God bless this beautiful man.
Now people are asking where so lovely. What congratulations to you. Now these are pretty tame because Harmony House has been working overtime to delete all of the ass. All of the ass submitted for Gary's perusal.
For the approval of the Gary Society.
Submitted for Gary's approval. Yep.
Submitted for Gary's approval. Here's some ass and also boobs and stuff just for Gary.
Just for Gary.
Just for Gary. It's Gary's special day. Holy shit.
Guys, they call Harmony House and they're like, let me talk to Gary right quick. Gary is, I would say, for somebody who didn't want to write his own bio, nonplussed with the attention.
Yeah, I bet.
He is receiving. It is all digital, so it is very easy for Gary to ignore. But that's the story of how the Shelter for People Experiencing Homelessness created a giganto thirst trap starring the custodian Gary.
Gary, wow.
Oh,
congratulations
man.
Now to echo the tone of many of the comments that were left sort of indescribably, congratulations to you now.
Yeah.
Blessed be this beautiful man. Congratulations.
Blessed be this beautiful man, Gary.
Bless that ass.
Don't objectify,
Gary. He's a man.
I can't help it.
Just like there, you and me with spiderweb tattoos on his arm. I think there's some kind of cool tattoos.
Listen, we're all cool, sexy Gandalfs. I get it.
Yeah. Okay,
just
so.
Just four sexy Gandalfs hanging out.
So let's move on to the questions for the episode. We ask you if you have a real life problem that we can help you with. And we do. We've been doing it for what, guys? 12 years now? Something like that. 13 years. 13 years.
That doesn't mean anything, though, in the grand scheme of things.
No, it does. It means that we are here. Nobody stopped us.
No, it doesn't. You know? Hey, it does. Justin, you're right in that regard. Like we are physically corporeal.
MBMBAM at MaximumFun.org is the email. Send us your questions, and you could be internet famous just like this person. There and Gary. There's a house behind my apartment and have a clear view of the backyard from my bedroom window. The homeowner has a bunch of bird feeders back there and takes pictures of all the visiting birds, squirrels, and chipmunks with a very professional camera setup. He usually leans out an upstairs window or sits on the patio for these photo shoots, and that's the only time I see him. So how do I ask him where I can look at all of his sweet squirrel pics? If I open up my window and ask, I'll just scare all the animals away.
Nope.
I don't know the house's address to drop off a note or anything. I really want to see the pics, brothers. Any help is appreciated.
From ready, just sort of ready for first, rodents in Richmond.
First blush, why they're everywhere, and you can see the real deal Holyfield outside of your window probably right now.
Well, Griffin,
you can
that's just a misconception where photography is a layer of art on top of the reality, the eye of the
of a lot of stuff. I agree. But these are squirrels.
Yeah, they are squirrels.
You've never seen a photo of a squirrel and thought, well, that squirrel's got personality.
I don't think I've ever needed to see a photo of. I've never sought out a photo of a squirrel before. I might have seen one on accident in a magazine.
Don't seek it out.
And I flipped away from it as fast as I possibly could.
Because
I don't
need
that. You're
missing out, friend, man. You get a good photographer who can really capture the soul of the squirrel. Now it's art, baby. That's art. Oh. You get a beautiful, beautiful cardinal that represents everything that makes West Virginia great. And you see that cardinal? Fuck the 17 other states that tried to claim cardinal for their state bird. It's only West Virginia.
They got there first.
I live in Ohio. Ohio's trying to get out of here. You see that cardinal?
Yeah, like when West Virginia sometimes tries to get Bigfoot. Like, guys, it ain't happening.
That ain't ours. We got
it's
moth.
That ain't ours. That ain't ours. I think. Look, Griffin.
Thank you, Justin. I was trying to buy you time. I knew you could do it. Griffin, look at that guy.
Look at that.
Okay, well, this isn't fair because you've chosen a picture of a very thick squirrel sitting in a potted plant in the middle of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And it's fair. This is a special one. But do we think that all... Tell me the next 10 words in this photo of a squirrel.
Tell me the next 10 pictures of squirrels and I'll drop out of this race right now.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm saying that you don't know until... Hey, question asker. You might not know the address off the top of your head. You can suss it out, right?
Yeah, you could Google Maps that, I bet. Figure it out.
Just walk around. What are you talking about, Google Maps? You know physically where the house is. Walk around the corner.
They got numbers on them most of the time, yeah.
You can probably judge it in space. Like, okay, my building's there. Their building's there. I just got to go to the opposite side of where my building is. Now, Griffin, Justin has gotten you another picture there.
Yeah, this one sucks.
You don't like that acrobatic... It's just a squirrel.
No, that's what squirrels fucking do, man. They're little acrobats. They're great. I'm saying they're great. They're all over.
You do have one method of communication with this person that you know of, and that is the camera that they have capturing images. So if you were looking to get some info to them,
mm-hmm.
one option that you might have available to you is maybe just like popping up.
Mm-hmm.
In the stills, maybe holding up a little card.
Oh, that's fun, like American Beauty.
So they're reviewing the stills, and it's like, oh, there's a human. I got a rare human. Oh, they want to know my handle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're dressed like a squirrel.
They're dressed like a giant squirrel. That's unnecessary.
Oh, they're commanding the other squirrels?
They're yelling at me, what's my address? Even though they're standing 20 feet in front of the building in which I currently reside.
Oh, it looks like they broke their leg jumping out of their window because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to find my house otherwise. Oh, no.
They're photographing me. That's fun. Now, this is a picture of a squirrel. It says squirrel love stories with 11 squirrel stories. This is a book, I guess, with 11 squirrel stories. By Geert Wagon.
But what do you see? Griffin, tell me about the squirrel.
That's an AI. Justin, that's a fucking AI squirrel.
Yeah, nice try, dude. You can't even tell the difference between human art and AI art, Justin.
That's a real squirrel.
That's fucking AI squirrel.
ChatGPT made that squirrel pic of a squirrel.
ChatGPT did not make that squirrel.
ChatGPT made the squirrel pic for the squirrel love stories book.
That's a fucking, oh, no.
Geert Wagon is an acronym for ChatGPT.
Yeah.
This is a book written by robots. Okay. About squirrel love stories.
And no one asked them to do it. This is how we find out the singularity, Justin. Computers love squirrels.
Give me one that's more how, chance.
That's how quantum computing works.
What is this Squirrel Van Damme doing?
This is a squirrel doing a sort of split across two sunflowers. He's got a big bushy tail. You can see his like cloaca or whatever pretty good. This is ChatGPT 2, my friend. I'm afraid there's no way that this.
I give up. If you're going to be convinced that everything good in the world is AI, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
No, but I'm saying these. I don't like them. I don't like seeing the squirrel's butthole. Again, if I wanted that, I could just go outside.
Would ChatGPT include the cloaca? I feel like it would want a shield.
Yeah. You can type in all kinds of shit. It's like, make a picture of sunflowers, squirrel, spread, Van Damme, plus cloaca, and put the cloaca in quotation marks. And that means necessary. It must include it. Yeah. AI is so cool. It does everything for free.
I hope it turns me into a battery.
I would love to be a battery. It would be, honestly, take a lot off my plate.
I don't know why everybody's so worried about it. Just turn them off. You know?
Sorry.
If they go too far.
If they go too far. Yeah.
Turn them off.
You can. Turn them off.
Yeah.
Well, this is unusual. We found ourselves in the money zone, and we didn't tell you we were going to do it, and we're just here.
It's an emergency session.
The rest of the show must be completely normal and not off the rails whatsoever.
Don't need to read into this.
Don't worry about it. It's a normal one from here on out. Don't worry. Don't skip these ads. They're going to be great, I bet, to find out.
I love my cat. I love my cats, both of them, Olive and the other one. They're top flight. And I decided when Smalls reached out to us and I'm like, hey, let your cats try this. I didn't know if my picky ladies would be interested at all. And boy, was there egg on my face, because they are wild about Smalls. They adore it. It's a protein packed cat food made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. You could eat it if you want, I bet.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't. It's cat food.
But you could.
But you
probably They gotta could. Outline in the copy whether or Let's not we're see. Allowed to say that,
should
right?
say here. It's, yeah, it doesn't smell disgusting, which is really nice, and I feel good about giving it to my little precious kitties. After making the switch to Smalls, 78% of cat owners reported their cats had shinier and softer fur. 90% reported overall health improvements. And you can try it risk-free. If the cat won't eat it, they'll refund your money. Remember, higher quality ingredients mean a healthier and happier life for your kitty. So head to smalls.com/mybrother and use promo code mybrother at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code mybrother for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code mybrother, 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
I want to tell you about ZocDoc. If you've ever spent hours, trying to find like the perfect, I don't know, pair of shoes online, you know, when you're looking for shoes, imagine if it was a doctor that you could put, that you could use with your feet, like a foot doctor. Can you imagine? Or any kind of doctor, really, right? You're trying to find one who will take your insurance or like will see you anytime soon, anything like that. It's difficult, right? I think we've all been there trying to find the right doctor for us, and it's really fucking difficult. But not with ZocDoc, because ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. Search through thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately with just a few taps. It's super easy, super incredible, and I think it's great. Listen, as I'm getting older, I need more and more doctors for things. And being able to use ZocDoc to be like, hey, why does this click now? Hey, I need a doctor to tell me why this is turning that color. You know, that kind of stuff. And ZocDoc makes it easy. So go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother. Did you hear how seamlessly I said that?
It was so good.
ZocDoc.com/mybrother and download ZocDoc for free. The app for free. ZocDoc. For free, then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/mybrother. ZocDoc.com/mybrother.
I'm Emily Heller.
And I'm Lisa Hannawalt.
And we're the hosts of Baby Geniuses.
We've been doing our podcast for over 10 years.
When we started, it was about trying to learn something new every episode.
Now it's about us trying to actively get stupider. And it's working.
Hang out with us and you'll hear us chat about...
gardening.
Horses.
Various problems with our butts.
And all the weird stuff that makes us horny.
That's so weird, all that stuff. Baby Geniuses. A show for adult idiots.
Every other week on Maximum Fun.
Baby Geniuses, we know everything. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
The following pro wrestling contest is scheduled for one fall. Making their way to the ring from the Tights and Fights podcast are the baddest trio of audio, the hair to beware, Danielle Radford.
It really is great hair.
The Brit with a permit to hit, Lindsay Kell.
The queen is dead. Long live the queen.
And the fast-talking, fist-clocking Hal Upland.
See, I can wrestle and be an announcer.
Get ready for Tights and Fights.
Listen every Saturday or face the pain.
Find us on Maximum Fun. Now ring the bell.
Hey, can we go to the wizard?
You always know just what I need.
Okay. Yeah, this is helpful. Levi sent this in. Thank you, Levi. It is a WikiHow article, and the title of it is How to Act at Your First Rave.
Thank you.
This is obviously not going to be pertinent to any of the three of us. We've been in the scene for a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are longtime candy dancers.
Yep.
And we know this. We know all the rules.
I've gone from being like a rave baby to being like a rave mother at this point. You know what I mean? Like I'm out there taking care of my little
babies. I was a rave baby and then a rave adult and then a rave adult baby, which is a whole different
thing. Yeah.
So let's start talking about this honestly and earnestly.
Thank you.
If you're going to be attending your first rave, you may be wondering how you should act. It's all I'm thinking about from the moment I decide to go to the rave to the moment where the rave is finished. I will be thinking about how am I going to act at this fucking thing. I will forget to eat and sleep. So consumed will I be, but with my anxiety about how to act at my first rave.
I'd like to hope that I've been invited by someone to go to the first rave. That this is not me saying, like, I've just moved to a new city, trying to make some new friends. How do you meet new people? I'm going to see if there's a rave going on. My first one. And I'll go to it solo.
I've never been to a rave because I haven't been invited to one.
Fair.
Is the only thing.
I don't know how to find, because my only awareness of raves come from movies. They happen in abandoned warehouses or like in tunnels that used to be like subways or whatever. I don't know how to find those.
It's usually somebody like a mysterious like partner who's like you've met at that night, and they're like,
"Yeah,
do you want to have some real fun?" You
know, and that's usually that dog has never hunted,
has never.
Wicked doesn't hunt,
has never. It is also part of it is that the raves, a lot of times, have not begun by 10:30 p.m.
Correct. Yeah, and haven't finished by 11:45.
Yes, so that is part of the problem. I have played laser tag.
Yeah.
Sure.
Another issue I have with raves, not a lot of seating. And that kind of ruins it for me. Because like
that sucks.
I can't be on my feet that
long. You know, guys, I actually did get invited to a rave once. And it was like going to be a real like dream fulfillment moment for me. I got that invite, get this, in March of 2020.
Oh, man. God, COVID ruined everything.
The scene was put on pause at that point because ravers, famously anti-vax. I don't know why. I don't get why. I don't understand.
They love other drugs. Over the,
they love, yeah, love and other drugs, man. They are crazy about it.
Did you just say love and other drugs?
They're crazy about the film, and they're crazy about...
Don't you love when your brain's like, hey, Griffin, here's something you could say. It's not really
on the off chance, man... Now I'm thinking about when we went after jugglers like 8 years ago.
And we still get emails about it? That's probably, not, hey guys, I haven't let it go. I just haven't, they haven't done much that required tamping down.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, but March 2020, the scene really slowed down for jugglers, too.
They really did. Yeah, them and ravers. Yeah.
We took, took away their strength and audience. That's what they love more. That's what they crave more than anything.
I'm just now thinking about Zoom raves and what that would look like. It's got to be possible. That dream has to exist somewhere. Okay, become fully aware of the rave world. Create a better understanding of how ravers are in life. They tend to be people who enjoy the nightlife without the clubbing, those with an interest in others, or whom wish to spend their time dancing and having fun.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. I'm not sure I understand the distinction of all the clubbing involved in the nightlife really wears me out. I'm going to go to a rave instead.
Well,
that seems like a more intense.
Right? To loosen up?
No, because I think clubbing is definitely...
Clubbing's tough. Is that multiple?
Going to multiple places?
Is clubbing implies...
Does clubbing infer that there will be multiple locations?
Because there's nothing more exhausting than that.
That is true.
If that's true, I've never gone clubbing
in my life. Unless the second club is next door, then I'm on board. Then I'll do that.
I've been to a club. One time I went to a club and then to an Italian restaurant next door to the club to carbo load and then back to the club. Is that clubbing?
If you go to the same club twice? You can never go to the same club twice.
Okay.
Because of the people, Griffin. It changes.
It was Rocco's Ristorante, guys. I was jacked on carbs. Hell yeah, man.
Nice.
So have we started the article yet, or where are we at? Are we still just talking about how old and feeble we are?
Understand what PLUR is. PLUR is the acronym for peace, love, unity, respect. Many ravers follow this rule, as disobeying it usually leads to shunning until the behavior stops and people tend to stay away from you. If you follow PLUR, you can usually get along with the crowd. PLUR.
Yeah, man. We were just talking about how hard it is to find the information. Once you get the information, you don't want to get pushed out of the circle.
No, You'll never get back in.
You'll never get back in.
So what about the dark ravers who want war, hate, division, and disrespect?
They usually stick to the
we don't truck with woodada in this house.
We're plurs in this house.
There's probably dark graves.
Oh, for sure.
How would you see anything?
I think that's what Eyes Wide Shut is about. I've not seen the film.
That's called an orgy, Griffin. What you're talking about is an orgy. I've also never seen the film. I haven't been invited to watch it. So.
But can I just say, only because it looks so fucking wicked boring. I was like 8 when that film came out, and they were like, you're never going to believe all this sex that happens in this film. And I was like, whoa. And then I saw a trailer for some reason. I was like, this looks boring as fuck. And I'm probably correct in that assumption. Super boring. It's just them in big fancy rooms, guys. Learn the drug myth within raving. I think we could all take some big steps.
Okay. Teach me how to dug you.
When the word rave, don't dug you at a rave.
Whoa.
I'm just saying it's too close.
Peace, love, unity, respect. Dougie.
Yeah. The third D in whatada is Dougie.
Oh, damn it.
When the word rave is said, most people think of drug abuse. This is not true. Ecstasy, is used by some clubbers and dancers.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about the character from Entourage. That's the E I think of.
Yeah. Is used by some clubbers and dancers. However, those who don't do drugs and rave/dance for the fun of it do take it as an insult. In their defense, the people who do the drugs and then go rave and dance are probably also doing it for the fun of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that is... If you're living that straight-edge lifestyle, go with God.
You will, and have, probably. I've never taken ecstasy. I've never done ecstasy.
I'd love to do ecstasy.
I've never eaten ecstasy
before,
I've never consumed
E, except for the guy from Entourage, but I ate him. but... I understand E to be a fun time drug. I don't think that there are people who are like, I'm really going to get in touch with like my demons and really think about the hard times.
But then
give me some ecstasy.
But then again, we don't know anything and are talking fully out of our buttholes right now.
True.
Is the only
where,
other thing.
I think
that
that's where you put ecstasy.
I think that might, and that alone, I think, disqualifies us from making value judgments about the ecstasy experience.
I remember in college, somebody did tell me like, we all did ecstasy last night and we put it in our buttholes because that way it's like 90% more potent or something. And I was
please
like,
don't do this at home.
Yeah, don't do this at home. But I remember thinking at the time, I don't think that's true, because if it was more potent that way, you wouldn't be like, we took it a different way than everybody else, right? If it was like, ecstasy is more potent this way, everybody would put it in their butt.
There would be the way, and then there would be the coward's
and
way.
And then there would be people like, you know what, I'm actually fine with just 10% potency. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's my first. Think about why you are going to a rave. Test it out and see how you like it. Are your friends into it? Do you like the music? Figuring out one of the reasons you're interested beforehand can save you a lot of trouble in the interim. That's my
hey,
ass.
I actually did this
Sandy.
Step. This is the step I stopped at.
This is my ass standing at the rave, and I just got my wristband and sticker for some reason. And they're like, all right, go have fun. And then I stop, and I'm like, why am I here? Why am I here? How did I get here to this moment?
This is, okay, here's an idea. Guys, I have a proposal, business proposal. Instead of going to a rave and having a little bit of the experience to see how you like it, we create a little rave that you stay at the whole time. So this is like the, instead of putting the rave in your butthole, right, you're going to take it orally and get 10% of the rave at this party. We've made a small one-room rave that's small. You come, you just test it out, you get a little tiny spoonful of rave, you test
maybe
it out.
Maybe you have a dial. And it, when you turn it up, the rave turns up.
Oh, there we go.
That would be incredible. It's like a silent disco experience, except instead of sound, it's just you control the vibe.
Oh, and I like
that. This is but then again, this is going to be a pod. We're talking about a capsule hotel experience where it's just the one person determining their own rave intensity. Yeah. Okay.
I'm preoccupied now with the question, listening to you guys talk about this. I'm preoccupied with the question of, like, how does a rave start?
Yeah. Oh. When do the light, at some
like
point.
At some point.
You, yeah. It's got to ramp
like,
up, right?
Their coats off, and they're just, like, standing around or something, and the lights are on, and there's a guy who's like,
hey, everybody, good to see you again. I'm going to go up there.
Let's start stretching.
I'm going to plug some stuff in, and then it'll be a rave later.
It's like, and then when the music starts, is instantly everybody like,
it can't,
can't instantly start.
Do they start dancing with their iPhone? Just like somebody cranks an iPhone, maybe puts a solo cup, puts into a solo cup.
Their own
just,
pirate radio rave.
Yeah, just like when they bumping. And then the DJ comes in. With like
rides that high.
This
all
is
the
why
way.
The beat drop. This is why EDM has the long beat drop. That's the warm up.
But Travis,
the first song, I'm saying the first song warm up might be 20 minutes before the beat drops, just to kind of get like, okay, we're all in rhythm, we're getting it.
But something also exists before the riser. Something exists before the buildup. What Justin has described here is a rave scenario, but the building is. It's 2 p.m. and the building is well lit and people are cleaning it.
Oh,
so
and
there's
they're
some
setting
point
up.
Between,
they're discussing if they should put between, snacks out.
Yes. That's what I'm saying is there needs to be like a how they start horse races.
Yeah.
Just like a blank being fired into the air. And it's just like, okay, the rave's going.
Hey, DJ like, Technotronic. Yeah. He's got a mask on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we doing a coat check at this one? We should probably do a coat check.
Hold on, let me pause it. Oh, shit.
We should do a coat check. It's January.
Maybe that's the fun part of being at a rave, is when is it going to... When is it going to pop? When's it going to pop? Oh, well, yeah, that would be the my... Yeah, the babysitter... We have to relieve the babysitter by 9. But, so we will... It will end for me personally before then. But what is the... I feel like there's a teasing that can happen there where it's just like, all right, everybody, go use the bathroom, get fluided up, make sure you're...
Oh, fucking grab the beat while I was pissing. Sure. Wait, can you go back?
Go wash your hands. every 10 minutes, go wash your hands and like just hit them with it. Surprise them. Man, I want to go to a fucking rave or be a DJ. One of those two things, please, for me.
I'm going to make an EDM song, right?
Yeah.
That starts at 0 decibels. So quiet. And that's it's going to be a 3-hour long increase,
yeah,
just slowly, mm-hmm, over time.
It's and there playing will come in a your moment, car as you're driving, right, to the rave. Yeah.
There will come a moment where everybody is just like, is there music? Right? Is like, because it's going to creep up.
That's cool.
So dogs in the area will start raving.
You'll start slowly standing up from behind your lectern.
Yeah.
You've had, mm-hmm, the DoubleTree employees set up for you ahead of time.
We could get a riser going that right before the drop, but we can also make that last as long as we need it to. So like 20 minutes. I want it to be like the THX sort of intro.
Like
really, really stretch it out.
Oh, you know that thing in like war movies and shit where it takes like 2 keys to turn to like fire the thing? I'm going to build that for the drop, but it's 300 keys. It takes 300 keys all turn at the same time for the rave to start.
That's
so we got to wait for everybody. We're not going to start the rave. Yes, I know there's 3 of you here and you're anxious, but the rave's not going to start until 300 people turn their keys all at the same time.
Or we have 10 different rooms in our private rave.
Okay.
10 DJs, 10 rooms with 10 varying degrees of vibe and intensity.
Oh, like an airlock.
You walk in, you answer a brief 30-question questionnaire. Because you can't just walk in and they'll be like, what level party do you want?
Oh.
That question's going to give you so much pressure and anxiety that you're either going to say, I think the only two answers to that question are 5 or 10, baby.
Yeah.
And so those rooms are going to be overfilled.
We're also going to check your blood pressure and we're going to check your pulse.
Yes.
Like, because listen, you might say 5, right? But we look at your pulse and we're like, no, this is a level 2 pulse, right? Like you're feeling 5, but your pulse is at 2. If we drop you in 5, you're going to get the bends. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. But you also can't come up too quickly. Once you're in 10, you can't exit 10. You got to come back down.
I think we could just do a brief person. We could just sort them by, like, Enneagrams. And then the work is, like, done for us. And you'd be like, what are you at? And I have no fucking idea what that is, but I know it's numbers.
Yes.
And so it probably corresponds to the intensity of rave experience that you want to have. 100%. And then we just shunt you into that room. And if you feel like you have some sort of spiritual experience in there, like the DJ hits it just right, right where you need him to be, right when you need him to be there, and you ascend, it's fucking good news. You're at a 7 now.
Yeah.
Like you can here's a pass to the DJ hands you a ticket that says 7 on it. And it's like you've ascended to the next step in our deadly game.
Also, here's a drink ticket that you can use at the bar for any kind of domestic beer or well drinks.
Hey, I only want to talk about this because there's something here. We're joking and we're coming up with really bad ideas, but I feel like we can all feel that behind those bad ideas, there's a little imp who's like, you're almost there.
Okay, Griffin, let me ask you this. What happens if, I've worked my way through the night, I've let the spirit take me, I'm in it, I get to level 10.
Yeah.
I hit room 10, right?
Yeah.
And it is instantly too much for me. I'm not ready for it.
Right.
But 9 is
you drop back down to 1. You start over.
Start back at 1 and then work my way back up because something was off.
Don't ascend too quickly.
Okay.
Don't ascend too quickly. That's hubris. I think when you make it to 10, you walk in, it's a dark room, there's one man. And he's dressed all wild. I'm talking about fuzzy boots.
Whoa.
I'm talking about candy necklaces. No, this is 10.
Okay.
Candy. He has a candy crown of beads just draping him in a full, just hard candy regalia. And he's sitting on a throne. And you walk in and a single spotlight illuminates you. And he looks down at you and he just says, not yet. And then you're booted right back to 1. Or he dies and disintegrates and you become him.
Yeah. That's how they get a new Skrillex.
Is the technology there yet?
There's only one person in room 10 at any given time.
Yes.
So you better be raving harder than them.
Right.
Or you're dead.
I mean,
or
not dead.
Not dead. You go back to room 1. And maybe they're not dead. It's like
they get to go home.
it's like Plato's cave or whatever. And he comes, you come out of Plato's cave, like it's sucked in there. You guys know Plato's cave, right?
Where they come
you guys
out
know Plato's
like,
cave where the genie trapped Plato?
Dude, yeah. Go in there. Woo!
Yeah, the genie trapped Plato and he was like, you can only leave if there's a new Plato. And he was like, that sucks. It
that sucks, man.
Here.
Why did you do that? I didn't even wish
guys,
for this.
That's the name of this rave business is Plato's cave. This is good.
Plato's rave.
You're getting close. You're there. Welcome.
Plato's
you found
rave.
It. Plato's rave. Fuck yeah.
And it's free.
Oh, man. They have buffalo wings. They got
it's
boneless
free.
Buffalo
but,
wings.
There's boneless buffalo wings in room 3. We can't start yeah. one because then you're filling up too much and you're going to feel sluggish. You need hey. To re. We're going to need to do 3, 6, and 9. There's snacks.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Checkpoints.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's carbon neutral.
It's carbon
it, yeah, neutral. We love that
I
mean, here at Plato's Rave.
As long as we're saying stuff, it's carbon yeah, yeah, yeah. neutral because I think people really like that.
Yeah, every time that someone tries to ascend too quickly and is swiftly evaporated upon failing to achieve level 10, we plant one tree.
Yeah.
So we beautiful. Do, it's important
and
to
we
us.
We do not there. Have a parking lot. We do not offer parking. It's important yeah. to note. This is
now level 1 is actually the container store that is in the same building as us.
Yes.
It's a partnership we have with the container store because going to the container store is like going to a level 1 rave.
Yeah.
As we all okay. know.
And here's the thing. Room 2 is the warehouse of the container store.
Music so louder.
Okay.
Though.
And people
yeah.
are
there is
tell
no,
you,
no
like,
not
don't
just
come
louder
back here.
Travis. Yeah. It's not just louder.
Room 2 is the warehouse of the container store.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to walk in like, and people are going to say like, please go.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is the container store. This is not the rave. But yeah. you have to keep raving through that.
Right, because that's yeah. how you're going to prove that you're ready for room 2. And here's the thing. Hey, this is our big, you remember when Todd Howard revealed we've already made the Fallout mobile game and it's out now?
Oh, yeah,
right
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
We've already installed Plato's Rave in every container store in the contiguous U.S., right, yeah. so any
apologies.
You can go to
apologies to Container Store Juno. We will get
we're gonna get
there.
There. We're gonna there. Get there. The, it's hard for us to get all the glitter that far.
You're so far,
that's
you're
the
so
biggest
far
problem
away from us.
But any container far. Store in existence right now is
there
room
is a
one.
Secret. There's not just sorry, not just one rave happening behind the container store. There's nine raves happening.
Correct.
Right.
I will say this. The discomfort you face in this trial of Rave 2 of grooving your way through the employee break room of the container store, I think is a hard challenge. I think you've proven yourself. I think level 3 is a swift escalation.
Oh, yeah.
I
think the Buffalo Wild Wings is.
Yeah. No, Buffalo
no,
Travis,
it's not
don't
a Buffalo
joke
Wild
around.
Wings.
No,
they're
no, no.
Buffalo
sorry,
wings.
We DoorDashed
we
in
ordered
Buffalo and, Wild Wings for room 3.
And buddy, you are going to want to pace that out.
Yeah.
If you have Buffalo wings in layer 3,
it's dry rub.
Of this,
it's only dry rub. It's the dry rub. Sauce comes in room 6.
Okay, dry rub in 3, sauce in 6. These are the checkpoints.
Yeah.
These are what you have to look forward to. 4. Fucking out of control. 4 is the most intense rave that you've ever been to in your life.
Correct.
Not the most intense rave you'll be to in the evening.
At the end of this.
No.
At the end of this, your consciousness is going to exist on a level that is unthinkable to the normal sort of id.
Now, you're
going
to get to room 5, and it's going to feel, you're like, whoa, why does this feel a little less intense? And then over time, you'll notice the pressure on your body, right?
The walls this, are closing in.
You're
and the
feeling,
ceilings are closing in.
It's like you're lowering down in the ocean, right? You're going to feel, your ears are going to pop, right?
Yeah.
And that, like, that's room 5, right?
That's
room
not
5.
Room
six.
5.
Now 6, all trapped.
Buffalo Wild Wings again.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, sorry.
Sauce I'm on confused. 6, Juice. Don't lose
sauce
track.
On
Come
on, six.
Focus. Sauce on 6. 6 is
7, all traps.
Yes.
All traps. All traps and the drums?
Yeah.
Trap. They're trap drums.
Trap music.
Traps
it's all
everywhere.
Trap.
It's all traps.
Yeah. There's
traps.
Big
traps all the way down.
huge, huge, huge people with big trap muscles are going to be watching you the whole time as you navigate.
Swing over the above, traps.
Having some fun, but oh man, you do need the trapezes to get past the traps in Rave 7.
Yes, absolutely. And also everyone's kind of dressed like they're from music videos from the first Panic of the Disco album, right? So it's this like gothic circus. You're
gonna
love it.
Now let's talk about Layer 8.
Yeah.
Layer 8 is the container store again, because here's what's up. They want you to think you failed.
Yep.
They want you to think it's all over. Yeah. There is no level 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah.
This is all we've made at this point.
And
someone
if they try
from the
to get you
store,
to leave that container store, you have to
don't
know
want you
that
to leave
you're
really
being tested.
Bad. Someone's going to walk up and say, okay, we have a rave happening back there.
You will.
I will admit that.
We didn't think anyone was going to make it.
We've only made 7 layers.
We didn't think you'd make it past 7.
There is
I know
no
he rain. Said there's an 8, 9, and 10. But there's... We've only...
We're owning
man,
up to the
I
first
own
7.
Up to it.
We told you back in room 1 that there wasn't. The but we were lying.
That wasn't true.
That was a test. This isn't a test.
This is the real
this
one.
This is the real ending of it. We haven't finished building it yet. Can you come back tomorrow?
Come back tomorrow. You are going to need to bring the fucking heat and intensity yourself, because the music's gone.
Yep.
The traps are behind you.
You solved the traps.
Gone.
The gothic ringmaster, nowhere to be seen. Gone.
It's gonna feel bad.
Yeah.
To do it, but boy, level 9 is really worth it. Level 9 is bliss. Level 9 is like transcendent. It's like when you go to a it is the transcendent experience that you want this to be, and you have to decide you're ready to move on.
Can we do
10.
A 9.5? Because I really feel like there needs to be an archivist swing.
I like, how about like, a long tunnel? There's a long tunnel from 9 to 10.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And as you move through the tunnel, you see pictures of your life, right? So the highest moments,
the
greatest
the archivists.
Time.
I really want to get archivists, because if people aren't cataloging the events at the rave, like you need a wing of people who have like devoted themselves. They've eschewed raving and have devoted themselves to scholarship.
And the maintenance of this tremendous
facility. And the maintenance
facility.
Of the way, like
they made the decision that they were not ready for 10, but they can't go back.
Right. Right. Maybe
this is where the cast-offs for 10. We've described the cast-off process for 10 as being incredibly brutal. It could be beautiful. It could be you walk up to the Candy King and you try to touch the hem of his garment. I think you know you're not ready. Like, I think you know you're not ready. And so instead, you'll live this sort of monastic lifestyle in service of the Candy King and Plato's rave,
where you ask also, the questions.
You are
the
also
are
a container store employee, sort of legally
that is
for
also,
tax reasons.
We do also need a resume. When we take your blood pressure at the beginning, we're also going to need to see like your work experience, your availability, because you know it's hard. Like, there's a lot of open jobs at the container store right now.
The wisdom you bring from being ready to leave 9,
yeah.
From saying like this is my home, this is my life, this is the this
you can't
is the
get
pinnacle.
Out of 9 until you don't want to go to 10.
Yes,
like, you can't get to 10 unless you're perfectly happy being in 9.
Also,
that's
you have
I'm
to
saying?
Finish. You have to finish all the tutorial videos and training like worksheets and everything store.
Because there's a lot of
license.
Yeah,
so many containers. So many different kinds of containers.
And then you're gonna have to ask yourself, what do they ship the containers in? And it's going to fuck you up, bud.
Man.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. Hey, what are they shipping?
We're so close to a really good business idea. And sometimes we start, when one of us does a Jerry Seinfeld thing, the other two can't help but
I was about to suggest, and I don't know if this is anything, so I'd like to check in with you guys.
Yeah, please.
Is it a circle? Like, do you get out of 10 and there's a door that says 11, right? And you go in and it's room 1 again. But you're changed.
Can they escape? I guess is my question.
Can
okay,
they
okay. You
not
leave
much
10,
of a business if you can't leave.
You
no, now
you
it's
reach
a sort of
10,
afterlife.
When you exit 10, you wake up in your bed that morning. And
yesterday.
Now, what's the morning when you decided to go to the container store?
No, we're losing
so close
it.
To a we're good business right. idea, and we're making a funny joke. We're making a Black Mirror funny joke out of it. Please,
what's in 10? I feel like we've already had a lot of laughs getting to this point, and I don't know how to deliver on 10.
10 is a dark room. 10 is the 10 is
10
the,
is the candy the, king.
Is the candy king? It is the layer of the recap. Candy king?
Room yeah. one container. Yeah. Store.
Container store. Seems yeah. seems like how just do you a get, normal is there container an, room store.
Two. Warehouse.
The container trial.
Yeah, warehouse, the warehouse container store.
Correct.
Right.
Room three, Dry Rub Buffalo Wild
AKA the Cloister of Confidence. Okay. Layer two is also called the Cloister of Confidence because you have to be confident enough and pay attention because that's going to circle back on layer eight. So remember that.
And you are still vulnerable to prosecution for trespassing.
Oh, yeah.
In layer two.
So like, important to know. Yeah.
Don't get caught. It is also the container store's warehouse, and people are trying to conduct business.
That it, right. Both things can be true at the same time.
Both things can be true at the same time.
Room three, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Dry rub. Dry rub break.
Yeah,
break
for you're going to be able
dry
to
rub
get
is
the
so smart, by the way, with the thank evening you. That they're going to have. Yeah. No sauce for me, thanks.
But that's it. Well, no sauce on six sauce to make the six. Traps to make the traps on seven even harder.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you're.
Yep.
Or wait, was traps eight or was seven?
No, traps was seven. Eight
was the deception
no,
of the
no
the,
other.
The cloister of deception. Yeah.
Okay. I'm running into.
So
I now want to keep moving forward, but I do want to just flag something to return to.
Yeah.
We have not put bathrooms in.
Yeah.
There'll be a bathroom in every layer. There'll be a bathroom in every layer.
Clearly marked.
The McElroy's made it. The McElroy's made it. There'll the be a bathroom on every layer.
Well, I was going to say we could do the bathrooms also on three and six, but one, it sounds like nine is going to be a sort of like eternal afterlife pleasure garden, and so like we would probably want one on there too.
Yeah.
But also,
maybe more than one.
Yeah.
I'm going to want bathrooms after the Buffalo Wings.
Yeah.
Not on the Buffalo Wings
floors. What if the bathrooms are in between the rooms and they're like Switzerland, like this isn't part of the rave. Like you make that super clear, like,
okay,
this isn't,
but
part
also
of the
no
rave.
Talking.
You don't want people comparing notes. That's true. But you tell them it's not part of the rave. And then eight and a half is. So that's
we need to set boundaries somewhere. This is a business.
I was going to say in seven, the bathroom ain't trapped. We need to make that so clear. This is like
the
gay brim.
So
there's a sticker on the door. You know it's fine, right? Like, if there's a sticker, this is still partially a container store. If you see a sticker on the thing that's not part of it, please don't pull on that, right? Because we have a very. Please don't pull on that. If you see a sticker on it, please don't pull on that. That's not part of it.
Has HVAC and electrical outlets. Like, we can't. Yeah. Theme
there,
everything.
We won't. There's nothing above like head level that you'll need to climb on.
No.
You won't need to take anything apart to get through Plato's Rave. Please, and thank you. So, dry rub on three.
Do you know it?
What was four?
Okay.
The best fucking hardest rave. That's best.
And then five
best
is rave. The pressure. You feel the pressure on your
five
body.
Is the,
your
five is maybe the one I.
Most
maybe
excited.
Is the. Really. We're talking about, sorry, hold on. The layer you're most excited about is the one where the walls and ceiling try to squish.
No, it doesn't really. It
doesn't
feels
really.
Like
it. It feels
it
like
feels
it
like a rapid descent.
It submerges, so the pressure is increased.
Right?
This layer goes down?
It feels like it. Right? We're going to increase.
It does. Okay,
we're going to increase. Wait, hold on. Yeah, okay,
one
yeah.
One of ours is very expensive, and one of ours is impossible. So.
Well, we have three versions. One where the sort of psychological and perhaps barometric pressure of the room is increased through some means. The second is the building's a submersible, which are very hot right now. One room of the, sorry, Travis, you're right. One room of the building goes down. But the rest of the building isn't down.
It's called an elevator, Griffin.
No,
Jesus Christ, bud.
No.
One room of
a
building that goes down to you get to other layers of the building is called an elevator.
All of a sudden, my version of the room where the walls and ceiling come in and try to squish you isn't all that goofy anymore.
I will say
this.
That's
all I'm saying.
I will say this. No matter what else happens with Plato's Cave, it is going to cost a premium. And I don't think we want to say, hey, we've got a new, very expensive experience where you go deep down underneath.
That's fair, man.
I don't think we need that. I don't think people are gonna
not
bite.
Ready.
So maybe we just pressurize it like they do on planes, right? They
pressurize planes. This is what I'm saying. You put, increase the volume of air or whatever.
That's great.
You're going to be crying at movies. It'll be just like a plane. You'll have a desire for ginger ale. It'd be great.
Oh, and it's going to fuck with you major big time, baby. But it also means that from layers 5 to 10, if anyone opens a window, everyone will be launched out.
The
decompression.
We need an airlock between 4 and 6.
No, like, you can't. No, there's an airlock from 7 to 8. That's why it feels like you're leaving.
I don't want you doing traps with a mind that is not addled by intense barometric trauma.
And that's true. If we want the sauces to taste right, we do need to pressurize 5 to 6. You're right.
I do their whole brain chemistry. I worry for safety's sake that room 6 should be at least 6 months long.
Because okay, you so you have time to readjust.
Prepare your body.
Oh, yeah.
For the traps. Because you may not be prepared for traps, and that's a hazard.
Well, that's what the sauce is for, Justin.
That's what the sauce is for. The sauce brings you back from the intense barotrauma.
Yeah,
the sauce brings you back. The sauce brings you back. Travis is right on this one, and this was Travis's idea, and we have to respect the sauce on that is present in it. And we are not going to do ads this time.
Yeah,
this because we don't need money anymore. Because we found it. We found our purpose. We've like
are
found our
sure
calling.
Are you sure there were ads earlier? Are you quite positive you didn't hear any ads earlier in this, just kind of randomly cutting in on us? Because I feel like they probably did.
That's interesting.
Hear that.
I don't know where the fuck it's happened because this has been one stream of consciousness.
It was probably before, because if memory serves, it's 54 minutes into
Jesus
the show.
Christ. Okay.
No, listen, don't worry about the time. This is bigger than time.
There's
Plato's Rave. It's bigger than time.
There's an Arby's bowling shirt, and I'm just not gonna. So I'll just not talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there next time.
Sauce on 6. 7. Traps. Guys with big traps. Trapezes.
Trap music.
And I think 7 has the Gothic Ringmaster. Yes. Okay. Yes.
No, I don't want any of that.
You don't want Gothic Circus?
Because now it's feeling like Eyes Wide Shut, and that bores the shit out of
That's
me,
fair.
As we all know.
What about the band Trapped?
Yeah.
Trapped can...
I don't know what kind of music.
I take you on.
Yeah,
we're raving all together. And Buck Cherry is like, please? And you're like, nope, this is just for Trapped.
Not you. What if we drop Trapped in a random room each day?
Trap room, just like we have Trapped on retainer.
Hey, Juice.
Yeah,
we don't need to. People are gonna be so fucked up and bedraggled by the time that they reach room 7. We don't need more distractions.
Many rooms can you put Trapped in? You can't put Trapped in room 1. Container store is not gonna
maybe
feature.
Playing an acoustic set with a dry rub.
One and two Trapped is out. Room 3. That would be
dry
pretty
rub.
Good for
acoustic
them.
Acoustic set with the dry rub.
I bet That's Trapped cool. prays to God every day. The God prays to the God of Plato's Rave that they get into room 3 or 6. Just please. We're so hungry. And every day we spin the dial and it never works.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man.
I've been in 5 so many times. I got this new bone disease that's like fucking wild.
I'm dense at this point.
I'm so dense.
I'm afraid to go back to the Earth's gravity.
A meteor is coming to destroy us, and the only people that can fight it is Trapped because their bodies have been reshaped.
We've increased their bone density 500%.
I'm 14 inches shorter. Rich,
but their bones are just the regular density, not like Trapped. Trapped, they're like steel.
I'm 14 inches shorter and 20 pounds heavier than I was when I came into this building. Please call the cops and the ambulances and a scientist, because I don't know. They're going to need help. Justin, fix it. Fix that.
I can't breathe. There's not on video. This is just for you guys. There's no way any of this is intelligible enough to pull out for TikTok. Are you kidding me?
I think we're close to something good. Button your shirt up just so, because if we do something funny
just do
now.
Top button.
That's
okay.
Great.
Flared 8. At the bottom.
We've got Traps on 7. 8.
The deception.
Yes.
The deception. We'll call this one the final deception.
Okay.
We have the cloister of confidence and then the final deception.
Yes.
These are sort of thematically linked.
Is it the same person that tried to keep you out of the warehouse is now back?
It's his brother.
It's his brother.
It's his brother. Mm. So we want him to look a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just enough to, again, you're going to need to fight this.
Is it the same container store?
No. How would that work? We're deep underground at this point.
Yes, you're right.
If it was a loop, I just want to circle back.
Of course you want to circle back. Yeah. You want to make a loop.
Pun intended. Thank you.
But that does mean that we will need one layer dedicated to depressurizing the... Unless this happens in the archivist wing.
Okay. This is how the whole thing...
I'm not going to let people do traps in a pressurized room. It's a hazard. You guys are off your fucking rockers.
This is when someone's ready to dethrone the Candy King and they're told to go through door 10. They open door 10. The whole thing depressurizes. That's the end of Plato's rave. Right? That it all implodes on itself. No, I've lost it.
No, we don't. This is a bad idea, Travis. People will get hurt doing that.
Seven is traps.
Seven's traps.
Eight is?
The final deception. The cloister of deceit.
Where you're in a container store again, and they promise, but that's not nine?
They promise that they haven't.
So what is nine?
Nine is Nirvana, baby. Nine is the real best rate. Nine is the best, objectively, the best layer. Nine is...
Nine is the fun one, and maybe you don't want to leave nine. One.
Right.
That you don't want to leave, and you can't until you're ready to.
But no one knows. Well, we've just publicized it a lot, but they don't know what's in 10.
No one listening to this can go to Plato's Rave. Yep. Well, no. If you show up and you're like, let me get a ticket, please. You'd be like, you know the cheat codes, you listen to the walkthrough.
Full of fucking wet wipes, you're out. No way.
You're gone.
No.
You have earplugs in. You have special stained brand, not stained, trapped brand earplugs. No, they're stained brand earplugs to block out trapped
music. Yeah, you have to cancel it out.
And hey, P.S., no drugs.
No drugs.
No drugs.
God, that would not be safe.
At all.
We don't know how drugs would interact with sauce.
There's barely water.
There's one container in the container store that is filled with the drugs that we make you throw away when you get there.
That's true.
And if you go to the container store, you could buy that container.
Wait, no. I don't want to establish that the container store is a badass place to do dead drops, but holy shit, it totally is.
Problems.
Maybe the world's best place. If you're a spy, the container store is so
lit.
You
want to bury your uncle on the cheap? The container store has got you.
Container store.
No coffins there, which is weird.
And then 10 is the Candy King.
And the tunnel betwixt is the archivists and the...
The archivists' bathrooms. One of them will be...
Photos and memories of your life.
Yeah.
Messages from loved ones encouraging you, believing
in you.
Here's
the problem, though. I don't want people to spend too much time in the bathrooms. And I realize that's maybe weird coming from me, but I feel like maybe you have a punch card that gets punched when you go to the potty, and you can do it like three times.
Are we going to have an attendant who does like the 1, 2, 3, you're done? Are you worried about them going to the bathroom too much time or spending too much time?
We'll do like playground swing rules and people can count you out. Like if they'll stand in front of the toilet. Like,
because we don't want them to get any sleep, right? And I don't want them to sleep in the bathrooms.
No. Well, they can sleep.
How long do you guys think it's like you show up?
Time doesn't matter at this point.
Tuesday at 8 p.m. When do you get out?
One, quickly. How fast can you sprint towards... How fast can you avoid container store employees and make your way into the warehouse of the container store? A half a minute?
Okay. So I'm just going to tally it.
We'll do it like we're doing an episode of TV. Number two, the cloister of confidence.
So we're 30 seconds for layer one.
Layer one, if you really haul ass. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Layer two, a minute, maybe a pretty uncomfortable minute. Maybe a couple of minutes.
I'm going to say 3 minutes. I'm going to say 3 minutes because there's got to be enough time where they're like making, like they're calling their supervisor to come back to the warehouse. Okay. And it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Three, how fast can you drain six wings?
Now, see, I think this is where you're spending some time. So I'm going to say 15 minutes.
I think 15 to 30. I'll be honest, guys. I think there's some people that are going to come to Plato's Rave for the chicken wings and then they're going to leave.
I think it's like people who go to Hooters and say, you're going to laugh, best wings in town at Hooters.
I think we put a non-pressurized exit, and I hate that I have to clarify that, a non-trapped exit in room 3 that says, hey, you were rude to a bunch of
Container Store employees, you've earned these free buffalo wings.
Enjoy.
If that's all you came here for, be on your way.
Yeah.
We wish you, and seriously, no judgment. I think you go out the exit.
Okay, all right.
Listen. No hard feelings. You're
the
exit.
We got the best wings in town. We're going to have a DoorDash window.
Just one more button. One more button lower than the one that's already going right now would be so choice right now, my man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, partner. Thank you so much, partner.
I want to take my headphones off and turn off my light then.
No, you don't need to. Hey, listen. We're having a great time here. 15 to 20 minutes. Let's say we're at about 25 minutes now.
Yeah.
By the end of three. Four, I mean,
you're going to spend some time.
Especially if you don't know how good, you might get to four and be like, well, I can't get better than,
3 hours.
Can't get better than this.
3 hours.
Yes. And you
three
get hours. Froze up there.
2 hours. Let's say 2 hours and
2 hours. Okay.
Two hours.
So we're about 2 hours so we're about and 25
minutes. 2.5 hours. Okay,
two cool. and a half hours. 2.5 hours.
At this point, you can say to your family, I'm going to a movie.
Right.
And you will still be within the realm of possibility.
Now, the pressurization.
Right. Yeah.
10 minutes? 15? How long does it take?
We don't want to hurt people.
I'm going to have to say this. We're going to need an airlock. Because you're going to depressurize 5.
You're right.
Anytime that you open the door from 4 to 5. It can't go straight from 4 to 5.
You're right.
Because it would blow out, like everyone would blow out the door. So you need an airlock.
I thought 5 was the airlock.
The bathroom is an airlock. The bathroom is an airlock.
Okay, the bathroom's an airlock.
Yeah.
Okay. 4 to 5. So right, 4.5 airlock bathroom, right? 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
So we're at 2.5.
We're at an even 2.5 now. So then pressurization,
30?
Not long. Not that long.
30 minutes?
No more than 10.
You got to get acclimated to it.
Let's say 15.
Yeah, we'll do 10. 15. Okay, 15.
So we're 2:45.
You're like quibbling.
2:45, then the next airlock, 2:50. Now we've made it beyond it. We're in 6. The wet wings, for some reason, are so much faster. For whatever reason, well, 6 goes so much faster than 3. You just,
well, at that you might point, even just, you're starving. You're over the halfway point.
Yeah.
Right? And the pressure
you
is
have no idea,
doing.
Though. Ah, that's you true. Have no idea. Okay. I do want to mention, if it's your first, I mean, everybody can only do it once. If it's your first time in layer 6, you may think like, this is the supplies I've got to last me. What if you want to like, what if the person tries to like ration them out throughout the layers? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
no, you're not no, you sit. Can't take them with you. We're going
to. You can't take a fistful of buffalo wings in one hand while you try to solve the diabolical traps in layer 7. There's no way.
Do we have vegan options?
Yeah, of course.
No. Yes, of course.
Okay, good.
I like I think there is, lot. I think KFC it's important we say, just for equilibrium's sake, there is also an exit on 6. I think the wings are better on 6. I think there's going to be some real wild folks who come to this place for the wings on 6.
Yeah, but and now they're,
like,
they're underground.
And their friends are like, bud, you could just go to, you could go have dry rub wings and all you have to do is be rude to some Container Store employees. Or for the wet wings, we will upcharge you a 2-hour rave and barometric trauma in your inner ear that will last for a month.
And there's still the DoorDash option.
Yeah.
At the window.
Because this is also a ghost kitchen. That's great. Yeah, I love that.
Ghost kitchen. We're not making the best wings in town and only giving them to 8 people a night or however
after
many
the barotrauma,
food.
They're going to taste like the best fucking wings. I'm the worried that actually without the barotrauma, they're not going to actually be the best
wings.
Well,
yeah, good. But like, appreciate it. Like, once they've heard they're the best wings in town, they're not going to talk shit about it later.
Maybe we instruct the DoorDashers to, when they deliver our wings, they fucking box the person's ears real quick.
There you go.
You're ready. compliments of the chef. Pop.
Now,
7
traps. How long does the traps take?
Now that I think is if really
you, that depends
I mean,
on
maybe
what you bring.
If you're killed by a trap.
Fair.
And what do you bring into the trap room? Like, there's something like if you okay. To the average person, maybe an hour and a half. But if you already speak Latin,
yeah.
Right.
If you know,
you can
if you know,
run it for sure. Yeah.
If you know standard chess notation,
you brought a prism with you.
Yeah.
You brought a prism. You can get out of there in a few minutes.
Otherwise, you're going to have to get the ruby out of the gargoyle's eye socket, and then it's like a whole thing. But if you bring your own prism with you, you won't need that.
Are
and
you
his riddle changes every
like
day.
A World War I scholar, right? If so,
that's
you're
going to
know the key.
That's going to be helpful.
You're going to know it, right?
You're going to know Keith David.
Yeah.
Maybe you're strong. Maybe you just run across the trap. Maybe you just run across the trap.
How charming are you? Can you charm the dudes with big traps to help you out?
Mm. They can't.
They aren't allowed.
You say that, Griffin.
So we're at like, by the end of this room.
We'll say on average, between, 2 feet, I would say this is, let's just call it an hour. Let's just say on average, 1 hour in the traffic.
We're at 4, I think, if my math is correct. Okay,
4 hours.
About 4 hours.
Okay. And so then 8.
I want the deception, the final deception, to last a lot longer.
They buy into it, right?
I think it's been 4 weeks to get to, if it's been 4 hours to get to this point, I think you need at least 3 weeks of like
of coming back. Oh, you can go home. Oh, that's interesting. You can go home.
No, you can't. If you go home, you're done.
Well, I don't want to necessarily lodge people for weeks on end here in this business. I feel like we're going to run into some solvency.
This isn't a real container store. This one can't be. You can't have a real container. The first one is a real container store. The second one can't be, because why would there be two container stores so close to each other? You have to give them the illusion that they are back in the first container store, but it can't be that container store.
Correct.
These are actors selling containers. They're actors selling containers to actors.
This is a cantainer store.
It's a cantainer store. It's very good. And that's the only difference. There is one receipt. There is one receipt. There's one receipt in one till that you pull out, and it says the cantainer store on it. If you find that, boom, escalated to level 9.
That's your golden ticket,
ready.
Baby.
We're at an hour. You solved it. 5 hours. We're at 5 hours.
I fucking knew it.
An hour for that, for the deception?
Well, if it takes 4 hours to get there, 4 hours deception.
I'm thinking right? 4 hours at least deception. 2 days. Can you grant me 2 days?
Where are they going to sleep? Like, they're going to get there. I don't want to hurt.
It's a container store.
Okay, Justin, let me say this. Up to this point, I would love to go to this business. Right then, right now, you haven't excluded me.
You're right.
If I have to give 2 days to this business instead of 1 day or half a day, that's a non-starter.
Brief note, I've never been to the container store.
Okay.
So I don't know if it would be a good
place. We'll say for now, let's say 4 hours of deception. We're at 8 hours total.
Love it.
You get into 9.
Yeah.
Best rave of your life.
For me, 45 minutes tops.
I'm saying that would be great. I think we can call this a 12-hour experience. Right? You show up at 9.
Okay.
Travis. You're 2 room 10 by 12, or by 9 a.m.
By definition, the best rave of my life can't last longer than 45 minutes.
I don't know how to...
Hey, yeah, babe. But it's my life. It's the best rave of my life. I'm not going to be there for longer than 45 minutes.
I love you so much. Your guys' brotherhood means more to me than I'll ever be able to say in this life or the next. There's no fucking way either of you would make it past layer 5.
I don't think I'd make it to layer 2. They would say, you're not allowed in here. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
I don't think any of us would make it past layer 1.
If the container store is as good as you all say it is, I may stay put. I could use some containers.
We all need some containers. What I'm saying is that what we put on the flyers is approximate, right? 12 hours.
Why are there flyers?
How the fuck are we going to advertise, Griffin?
You're going to advertise, Griffin?
We're going to take those to the container store. Be like, can we put these up here? No. Get the fuck out of it. You got to stop this. Is this part of the deception? Get the fuck out of it. Quit telling people we're doing raves here. Uh-huh. Sure thing, boss. Wink, wink, wink. Can't wait for those nummy wings on 3, right?
Hey, Griffin, why do I have to drive 4 hours to go to the container store in Cincinnati, but you have 5 in DC. Like, what
babe,
is
I
happening?
I can walk. I can be at a container. I could take off in a dead sprint right now, be at a container store in 5 minutes. It's fucking great here.
You would drop dead when you got there because you sprinted the whole way. But
yeah, I wouldn't like that. But please don't. And I hope you enjoyed our bit. Please don't go to the container store and demand that they let you in the back room to go to the secret rave happening back there. Even as a joke.
You know what? Yeah. Let's just be safe and say, don't go to the container store.
Let's not do that.
They have so much great stuff there. I would never say that.
They have a lot of great stuff, it sounds like.
I'm saying this. What we've just designed is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
obviously.
One day, it'll exist. It doesn't yet.
So we will let you know.
We will let you know when one container store has been converted to Plato's Rave. We will let you know.
Maybe not one. Because that would be like, we need to get a little bit of a test market going, right? Yeah. Like, we want to test the concept with at least five locations before we're public.
So that's easy. Building five annexes to five container stores across this great nation of ours, easy enough.
Yeah.
You tell me how we're going to find five Candy Kings.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, pal.
Wait, so do all of Plato's raves connect to the same room 10?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
We're
going
to have to find multiple Candy Kings.
That's not scalable. Do you want to make money or not?
Maybe when you make it to room 10, you then become a Plato's Rave franchisee.
Yes.
You're the Candy King. You're the Candy King of Buffalo, New York. Get on up there.
I love
that. Hey, this has been such a productive episode. I mean, I think we can all agree that this has been a super, super productive episode.
We were doing a WikiHow, weren't we?
Something
like that. I don't know, man.
Something. We've never skipped the ads. Like, we've never said.
We did ads in War with Grandpa.
Like, we did ads in that. We've never skipped. We've never been like, fuck it. Like, we don't need the money.
We'll need to do those, huh?
Or not. Later. I mean, later, or not.
We might have to plug them in at the beginning of the episode. We'll plug them in before we go to the WikiHow.
At 14 minutes or so, you're going to hear us start talking about some shit, and you're going to be like, why did that happen like that? Now you know.
That's why it happened.
Let's wrap this. Let's put a bow on this one. This one's done.
Let's do it. Hey, next week, we're going to be in Seattle doing Adventure Zone and My Brother and Me. We're going to do Adventure Zone Balance, a balance one shot on the 31st, and September 1st is My Brother and Me. If you have a question you want to answer for the show, email mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put Seattle in the subject line. We're also going to be making appearances at PAX West while we're there. You can find all the details at bit.ly/McElroyTours. And coming up, we're going to be in Philly and New York Comic Con in October. New York Comic Con does require a badge to attend the show in person, but badge-free tickets will be made available to watch the video on demand of the show online. All shows are on sale now. Once again, go to bit.ly/McElroyTours to get the information.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a slapper, and it will be featured at Plato's Rave.
Yep.
That's a guarantee. I think the vibe of it is probably... Well, I think the vibe of it is level... Maybe it's what we play in the trap room? No, the vibe's not right for that.
No,
it's
it might
nine.
Be the song.
This is a level 9 slapper, folks.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're going to love it. Let's, I guess, break it off.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else to say. I've run out of things to say.
Let's bathe our audience.
Candy King.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.